Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, it's that time of year again. Summer is coming to an end. And my husband and I have been spending quite a bit of time this year at the beach house we have in Long Beach Island. I love it down here. Our friends and some of my sissies and some of the real men from the area always stop by the house. And not to mention my online cucky husband. And you know how much I enjoy having him around. And oh, my girlfriends come by. Everybody's so amazed by the good-looking and very interesting crowd that seems to gather at the house. And we've been doing a lot of sailing. We belong to a catamaran club, and we put the sailboats right under the pilings under the house. So the boats all are safe underneath our house, and we just pull them out in the morning when we want to drag them out to shore and scoot out to sea in them. It's so much fun. And not too long ago, we had one of our evening clam bakes, and we try to do them throughout the summer. My husband and I met at a clam bake in Nantucket, so we recreate that scene whenever we can. And you know, there's a lot of work to a real authentic clam bake. You have to dig a ditch and line it with big rocks and seaweed, and you have to get the temperature of the fire blazing up to a high enough heat so that the food thoroughly cooks. And you use lobsters and mussels and clams and, you know, whatever seafood you want to put in the pot, really, and potatoes and corn on the cob, and you bury everything for hours and you let it cook, and everything just smells so good as it's cooking. And so anyway, it was one of those kind of evenings when this all happened with my online cucky hubby. We had just finished getting the boats in for the evening, and they were tucked away, and the clam bake was underway, and I had come into the house, and I had brought Sissy Bambi in to help me get ready for the evening. I had this new white gauze dress I was going to wear, and I think it shows up really well against my deep, dark tan, and I had some new body lotion someone had sent me from Bath and Body Works, and I was really looking forward to a hot shower and having Bambi do my nails and rub some cream all over me. And, you know, I just heard something really, you know, a little out of the ordinary, like someone was in my guest room. And, you know, I don't expect that at this time of day usually, because I usually know who's going to be in the house and when they're going to be in the house. So I walk down the hallway, and across from my bedroom, there's a guest room. And I could see through a crack in the door that the door was open a bit, and my online cucky hubby was in there with Rachel, and she's one of the pretty girls that has a house for the summer on Long Beach Island with me. And I was kind of surprised to see the two of them in there. You know, I just don't expect that. And she's very beautiful. She's tall, and she's not real big busted, but she's got a beautiful trim figure and long brown hair. And she's sort of, you know, one of these unapproachable preppy types. And my online cookie hubby, he's in very good shape. He's a runner and he's got nice muscles. It's just a shame that his little package is so little, but you know, I love him and he is totally addicted to Miss Mandy. And I love that about him. He likes to spoil me. He always is very generous with me and spoils me. And that's partially because he knows he has to. He'll say, "Mandy, that's what us losers are for." And he is a little dick loser. I mean, you can't help loving him. But loving him for that, I mean, he is a little dick loser and he knows his place. And it's either licking my ass or sucking my boyfriend's big fat cock. Well, anyway, every so often he does, you know, go on a tangent and he finds something else to do. And this particular night he was planning on doing Rachel, which I thought was totally amusing. Well, there's a closet in the guest room, and through that closet, I should say there's a closet backed up against the wall to the guest room, and there's a mirror on the guest room wall, and if you go into this closet that's in the hallway, you can see into the bedroom through the two-way mirror. And I have to say, on occasion, I have lured a guy with a big cock in there every so often, and I let my husband sit in the closet and watch me. And sometimes I'll have him masturbate, sometimes I'll have his cock locked up. And you know, you never can tell what I'm liable to do, but it is a great little room for peeking. And on this particular occasion, I grabbed Bambi and we went in there. I pulled a little bench in there and I told Bambi to be very quiet, not to make any noise, because I did not want my online cookie hubby to hear me. And certainly not Rachel. I don't think Rachel would get, you know, go for this at all. And she's really not up on what I, you know, am all about. Well, online cookie hubby and Rachel were lying on the bed and they were kissing forever. I was just watching them, thinking how good the two of them looked together. And they were making out, and he had undone her little white bikini top, and he was kissing her nipples, and they were, you know, the nipples were all pointy hard, and she was moaning. And I think part of what she was getting off on was thinking she was going to steal him away from me. But first of all, she didn't know he had a little dick. And second of all, she didn't know she couldn't steal him away from me because he's mine. I own and control him. And he is Miss Mandy's loser. He's my fucking loser, Rachel. And you are just going to have to get with the program because you're never going to have him the way I do. Well, anyway, my online cookie hubby had these jeans on, and she was fumbling with them to get his cock out, and they looked like they were really hot and heavy into it. Well, Bambi, of course, wanted to masturbate, and I told Bambi to stop moving around, and I took Bambi by the arm and pulled him out of the closet and sent him on his merry way because he was making too much noise. At which point, I saw my big, ooh, handsome Tyrone walking down the hallway. I mean, he is so big and good looking. And, you know, he's got that macho alpha male thing going on. And he was looking all over for me. He wanted to know where I was. And I hushed him. I said, "I'm in the closet." He says, "What the?" And I said, "Just be quiet. Come in here." So he sat on the bench and I sat on his lap. And I continued to watch my online cookie hubby. And at this point, she had gotten his pants down, and somehow he had maneuvered her to her knees, and she was sucking his little dick. And I have to say, she seemed to have cooled off quite a bit. Her face had reddened, and she didn't look like she was too into it. I mean, his cock is really too small to suck. And I don't know if you've ever sucked a little dick, but, you know, there's just not much to doing that because they're little. And my online cookie hubby's cock is little, just like what I just described. So she was sucking his cock. So So Rachel was busy sucking away that little itsy bitsy cock that my loser online cucky hubby has. I have to say, he took the wind out of her sails with that little dick. But he was having a good old time. I was so happy for him. He was, like, pounding away at her face, and she was, you know, being a good sport. She was sucking his little dick. She didn't say anything about it. I have to tell you, the first time I saw my online cucky hubby's little dick, I started to laugh. I told him, honey, I certainly am not going to have sex with you. Your cock is way too small, and you're a loser. You're going to have to spoil me, because that's the only way you're going to get to hang out with me. I've got lots of guys with big dicks, and, you know, they don't have to spoil me, but you do. And, I mean, my online cucky hubby, I mean, he is just the best. I love him, and he loves me, and he always takes good care of me, makes sure that I'm pampered, and he knows that that's what I deserve. And he is totally addicted to me, and he is a loser. I don't know, I probably didn't get all the details in here. I mean, you can read the story, it's on my website called The Clam Bake. But Tyrone had taken Bambi's place. He was in the closet with me for a while, and once Rachel had gotten my online cucky hubby's dick hard, she was going to go all the way. As I said, she was thinking of stealing him away from me. So she peeled off her little bikini bottoms, and she laid her gorgeous body back on the bed, and my online cucky hubby, he got on top of her, and he started pounding away. And, you know, I could see that she couldn't feel anything, and he was fucking her, and he was really pounding against her. And I don't know if you've ever, I mean, most of you guys, of course, don't know about this at all, but you ladies out there who listen, I mean, you know what it's like when you get a little dick. They pound you really hard, and it hurts your pubic bone because, you know, they just keep pounding away at you. Whereas if you have a big cock, there isn't that added shock to your body. So he eventually came in her pussy, and she got up, dressed. She told him to meet her down on the beach in about an hour for the clam bake, and I caught my online cucky hubby in the hallway. I mean, Tyrone and I were in stitches. I grabbed his arm and pulled him into the bedroom, and I said, come on, let's have some real fun, loser. So he came into the bedroom. Tyrone was standing there in all his naked glory. Oh, his big, thick cock. It was just throbbing. So I told my online cucky hubby, I said, would you like to get him ready for me, for Miss Mandy? And he said, oh, yes, Mandy. So I said, why don't you leave me some shopping money on the night table, and then we'll have some fun. And he did. He left me a few $100 so I could go shopping during the week, because he knows I like to go and buy pretty things for myself. So I put him on the bed, and this time I had him hang his head over the edge of the bed, because Tyrone loves to fuck his face. Well, this particular night was no exception. Tyrone pounded my online cucky hubby's mouth. He had all 10 or 12 inches of that man meat stuffed down my online cucky hubby's throat, and he was just slurping away. I don't know how he gets that thing in his mouth, but Tyrone, I guess he hadn't come in a while, because he made my online cucky hubby, I mean, practically choke with a gallon of cum as he exploded in his mouth. I couldn't believe it. And in case any of you people out there are wondering, I do not suck cock. I don't care how beautiful the cock is. Once I discovered that there were so many cocksuckers like you guys out there, I gave up the hobby. I let you guys suck, and I get fucked like I deserve. I get pleasured, oh, by real men, and I get losers like you guys out there to spoil me. So make sure you go to my wish list, buy Miss Mandy something, because it makes me very happy. And to my online cucky hubby, you know you're addicted to Miss Mandy. You know you love me, and I love you, and you are my loser, and you are addicted to Miss Mandy, aren't you? And if you're a good boy, I'll let you do this all over again. Oh, and get yourself all spruced up. Rachel's going to be waiting for you, loser. Well, maybe she doesn't know guys have big cocks. Who knows? All right, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Mwah, loser. Loser. Are you a fucking loser? With a little dick? I think so. Maybe you want to measure it for me and let me know how big it is now, loser. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.